Hi, this is Aaron Freeman from Echo Pod Media. I'm here with Beat the Doll. Been here a while out in here in the cold.
Yeah, we are.
Out Cherry Street Station. These guys just tore it up with an onslaught of other bands. We actually started up on that kind of...
Let's take off from there.
Start off from there. I had Tom talking about that.
Okay.
What moved you, my friend?
So what moved me was, well, I used to listen to just like rock and roll, you know, when I was a kid. You know, my sister influenced me. She used to love music. But I got into like Rage Against the Machine, Stone Temple Pilot, Metallica. I started getting heavier and heavier until one of my friends showed me Red Chord, Between the Beard and Me. And then started getting kookier, you know, when I joined Beat the Doll. And it was always kooky, but like it got especially kooky when I joined Beat the Doll. And the only way to explain it was this natural development of what's heavier and what's more insane, because it relates to what I feel sometimes, so I really enjoy it. And that's me personally. On to someone else now.
Zappa.
Zappa, yes. Awesome.
Zappa changed everything in my life. Working on it! Made me who I am.
If you don't support right on. The last band, you like Nazis!
We don't like Nazis. Well,
we don't
by
like
the way.
Nazis. I mean, I am wearing a Holocaust medal shirt, but.
And I'm
for this take, we'll different Holocaust.
Yeah, different Holocaust altogether. Yes.
Way different one. Random noise. Do you like Zappa? All right, man. I've been raped by a whole fuck ton of bands of different pedigrees and such. I'm gonna say I like Dillinger and I like Tool and I like Deftones and I like Radiohead and all that kind of shit too, but. I like Car Bomb. They're fucking nuts.
Right.
Yeah, look up Car Bomb. If you don't know who they are. Nobody ever knows who they are. Look them up. They're fucking awesome.
That's one thing I want people to know about me. I love Car Bomb.
Yeah.
Just want to let everyone know.
They're amazing.
Everybody in this band loves Car Bomb.
Yes.
There's so many other bands. The Locust. Did I say them?
The Locust.
I said Pat and shit, dude. Thief. There's so much shit that's amazing. Circus Survive. Fucking. All of it comes somehow into... This shit that we're doing. I don't know what it is, but...
Right on.
You know.
Yeah, as immaculate as Frank Zappa's group of musicians was, I think The Locust is probably my favorite group of musicians.
Right. They're elite sons of bitches.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I'd probably say the only influence I have in this band is probably Norma Jean.
Norma Jean.
But I love Norma Jean, so I'm cool with that.
Horns up, brah.
Fucking Norma Jean's fucking gnarly.
We can smoke cigarettes
in here,
right?
And if you don't know who Norma
absolutely.
Jean is,
in here we totally can. All right, what's the one song you guys wish you had written?
What, that we've heard?
Yeah, that you've heard that you wish
like,
that you
fit
in. Like, you've heard it, it's like, man!
Wish that was me.
What's the one by Dillinger where Mike Patton's on it? It's like that weird EP they did together.
Yeah, what song?
The one that's like, Chica!
Chinga.
That does that like
chinga.
I wish I wrote that.
When
that
good
cool.
dogs do bad things.
Yes, I think that's the one. Yeah, that's a good one. I wish I wrote that.
Yeah, Irony is a Dead Scene is a nasty album by far.
That CD changed my fucking face real quick. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what really heavy was that CD.
Okay.
Let me just mention that one while
Tommy,
your bass
is gonna check out the last band respectively. We're about to tune into the last band soon, but he's gonna head out, so just know that he's a fun and nice guy.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh yeah, cheers on that.
Music, you know.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I actually this is the first time of me doing this, like interrupting a show like this kinda. But much love to all the bands that played tonight.
I wish I wrote any hit single.
What's the message
by
behind
Jackson?
Your music?
Because then I'd be rich and wouldn't be standing out here in 30 degrees.
What was that question, man?
What would you say the message is behind your music?
Up for
you know, pretty much like if
be
you...
Be interesting.
Yes.
Reach down. Deep inside.
Deep.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Reach down. No, but seriously, like...
he's the vocalist, so he's just, really sentimental.
No, you just gotta be like, I don't know. It's, music comes from... I feel like music's an expression. Mm-hmm. You know, it's an art form. Yeah. You know, and you know, there's a couple musicians I could tell just make noise for noise, and there's musicians who make noise for noise and expression. The ones who just make noise for noise, I don't really get into that much because I feel like the feeling has to be there. You know what I mean? And yeah. That's the most important. So I feel like for me, Beat the Doll is about being an animal and accepting that we are all animals and just making whatever comes natural to the melodies that these other two guys write.
What's the biggest fear when it comes to your future of the music business?
Oh.
Well, it still already happens.
Yeah. How so?
Look at the state pop music is in today. You thought the 80s was bad. And then the 90s happens.
Yeah.
And then the 2000s happen. What is even happening?
Yeah, when nobody even writes their own stuff anymore.
Exactly the same thing, just worse. Shoot up and spit out the same way every time.
Yep. It's true. It's like all these people that are on the Mickey Mouse Club that all of a sudden are like these huge pop stars that like freaking, you know, they're freaking performance artists. They're not even singing on stage. They're not even really doing what they're doing. It's all about money. It's all about money in the popularity contest, you know?
Cream.
Cash rules. Well, at the same time, like with money is a commodity. Like if you're, there's the two ways of selling out. There's the selling out of being that band that wants to sell out, as in terms of, okay, you're filling a venue, you know, and then they're selling out to be popular and to make that money, you know.
Or selling out like you want to be in a commercial.
Right.
Which is actually I'm okay with.
It's one thing to want to write good enough songs to make money off of.
Yeah.
Right.
Than to just want to make money so I'll write songs that people think are good enough.
Right.
Actually, I'm still conflicted about the commercial thing. I don't know what to think about it. I stay out of the ideas of the music industry because it bothers me. So it's like politics for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? There are people who are talented that are pop stars and the people who aren't talented that are pop stars. And there is a lot of crap out there in the world, obviously. I just try to not look at the bad stuff because it's just going to put me behind in my music writing, I feel. That's just me personally, but yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I'd rather not like complain too much about it. I hear it every day anyway because I live with a bunch of musicians in the house, and so I just hear it constantly about what music sucks, so I already know. So
this is good, this is not.
Yeah.
On that note,
yeah,
we're going to play a song off you guys. It's Vermin off of A Vote of the Band. We're going to play Vermin for you guys by Beat the Doll, and we'll be right back after that track.
It's cold in the burrow with the vermin.
It's corrupted with repugnance.
Oh, it's cold in the burrow with the vermin.
It's corrupted with repugnance. It's cold in the burrow. The vermin. Repugnance. Go! Far out! Far out!
eyes are fucking bleeding. Eyes are fucking bleeding. Eyes are fucking flying. Close in this metal. Close in this metal. Drown! I don't wanna die. I don't wanna die like this. I don't wanna die. I don't wanna die like this. I don't wanna die like this. The narrow walls full of extremity, paying my fee. Oh God.
All right. So what would you guys say? I'm here with the drummer of Beat the Doll and the singer of Beat the Doll. What would you guys say would be the craziest show that you guys have played so far? And Chris is here too.
Elms Bar? When it used to be Elms Bar?
It was pretty crazy.
Elms
Bar was fun.
Things got destroyed. Beer bottles. I got trampled.
Liquid was around the floor.
Yeah. I ended up on the floor headbanging with people trampling me, and I was headbanging on broken glass. So I consider that a really fun night. And
nice.
I didn't feel it. So it was great. And I didn't end up bleeding. I don't know how, but it was like some kind of weird thing that happened. Yeah. But I had a good time. Yeah. That was probably our craziest.
That was a good show.
Very cool. Very cool.
Remember that finally.
And our worst show, this is funny.
Yes.
Was at like
was here.
And no offense to people there, but it was like a birthday party and like no one watched us after a while. They all went upstairs and we just went band practice and there was no one in the room.
We drove like an hour and a half to get there.
There was no one in the room and it was in the snow.
Had him neck. There's no reason to go there.
Oh, Haddam Neck, wow.
Haddam
Neck
is near Haddam.
That's near East Hampton. That's my neck of the woods.
It's kind of like you invited us to play, you know, like you almost like wanted. Why did you invite us to play at your birthday party? No offense. Why did you invite us to play at your birthday party and then go party when we were playing and like leave us behind?
Right.
What?
Let me throw a couple wrenches in that one. We played a couple shit shows. We had this one where we played this show. It was a benefit show for somebody. We're not completely sure, but we signed on to help out.
And they wanted us there. We told them we were metal, and they accepted that. And then when we played, they told us to get off stage.
There was also this other night, the same goddamn place where the first band played. They brought like 12 heads or more, and then in the middle of their set, they said, "Hey, let's go party at this other bar when we're done with our set," and everybody fucking left. And then the next band set up, and they brought in like way more cabinets than you need for a stadium. It was a little bar, and they're a doom metal band, and not that I have anything against that per se, but these guys took 40 minutes to set up and warm up, and they played for like a good 40 minutes. We played for the three drunk people that were left when the bar was trying to close, because all those guys are just good sports about playing shows. But you know, I'm sure they're swell guys.
I've heard, actually, that's a popular consensus that I've heard about doom metal bands. Right. I listen to some doom metal, and it's just like it takes forever to set up, and then they're playing the same chord for about 5 minutes, changing chords every 5 minutes, and then they want to play a lot longer than they were supposed to. And like I said, it's no offense to doom metal bands, but
some
I just
bands kick ass.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some of the fellows mind if I step out?
Yeah, man.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no, thank you. No, it's all good. I'll be in there in a little bit too. Actually, on that, I'm gonna ask you guys what song would you guys like to air next on here?
Did you guys play Vermin already?
We played Vermin. Yeah.
Nice.
Let's give them Family.
Yeah. Let's do
Family. Okay. Cool. What's the song about?
Well, we didn't write the words, but our singer, should we tell him? I remember what Tom said. He said it was something about, like, fighting
dinosaurs or some shit.
Okay, that's always
like,
cool.
It's something you might not pick up from the song. Like, it didn't. Everybody's got their own meaning, I think, for that song. So we all
it's
just
an
kind
of abstract piece of art, like all of our songs are.
Yeah.
Except for the ones that are literal.
Right on.
There's always that.
All right. So what's the song?
Family.
Family. That's a strong name. All right. Well, here it is, Family by Beat the Doll. And check it. Okay. All right, so wrapping this up, because I'm sure you guys want to go in there and check out the band that's playing tonight.
Good thing it's editing.
Yeah. Let's see.
That was live.
The one question that I asked in the very beginning, and there's a little bit of technical difficulties.
Right.
As far as, like, bands that, like, you guys stand out. And which is awesome.
You're a sweetheart.
No, I'm not. I just try to stay to the point. You guys stick out, which is one thing that really draw my attention to you guys. As far as bands that try to sound like other bands, what do you have to say for them?
You mean like bands whose main motivation is to like be a next incarnation of their favorite band?
Yes.
What do I say about that? Everyone's got their own prerogative, man. But I mean, I might not totally love it. That's all I could say. You know, I got nothing to say. But you know, do what makes you feel good. But yeah. You know, personally, I'm seeking new shit.
You know,
something new. I want to hear bands from space.
Bite, I can't fault them for doing something that's going to sell. But
yeah,
it even ends up sounding cool. But
it's kind of like the next question. What are you guys and like the whole opinion on cover bands?
I think if you can make a living on it, it's probably fucking awesome.
Yeah.
If I could work that into my schedule and I had a good crew that actually did shit that was good, because your singer's got to be a fucking hell of a guy to make the whole cover band thing work, because otherwise you're going to be just another cover band. But I've seen good cover bands where I didn't love them because of what I personally love in music, but at the same time I was drinking beer, I was outside, I was at the beach maybe. You know what I mean? And it was like, oh, you got like a whole 12 bunch of fucking songs that don't suck. You play them well.
Yeah.
It's like a live radio. You know what I mean? It's
like the Boston Pop Symphony doesn't play stuff that's never been heard before. They're playing Beethoven and Mozart.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll throw in something obscure, but for the most part, they're playing things that the people want to hear. And that's one of the main points of music, is to entertain people.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's supposed to be fun.
It's not a sin. They're smart, know. Probably. And if they're making a living doing it, then kudos to them, man.
Mm. I mean, you're not going to go out and see Lynyrd Skynyrd and Pink Floyd and all sorts of different bands in one night. Might as well see the next best thing, one band playing them all.
Cover band with set means it.
Why not?
Yeah, man.
Why not?
Enjoy the cover band.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird, like, to be so, like, driven by, like, artistic shit or what have you, and then to see a cover band and be like, you know what, man, that's not a bad fucking gig at all. It's just kind of cool. They're just having fun. They're making money.
Pieces,
you know what I mean? How can you hate that?
Right.
Unless they suck, and it's like, you know.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, a billion and one Metallica cover bands.
I saw STP Tribute Band. They were pretty good, man. The guitarist did his homework. It was nice to watch, man.
Yeah, good tribute band.
Yeah,
it's a lot of
yeah.
work to do.
Yeah, it is. I've seen a lot of good local like tribute bands, like Earth, One Opus's band's pretty good. And he has another cover band, the Metallica cover band that he's got. Alcoholica.
Did you hear about that band who re-recorded Saint Anger all by themselves?
No.
Some dudes did that, like, to make it dirtier sounding, I think.
Oh, right
on. I
didn't
check too much of it out, but...
Yeah, they added a little bit more edge to it.
Yeah, I think they just raunched it up a little bit.
That's cool.
I think.
Very cool. All right, I'm gonna close this off with one more question and then another song. Where do you guys see yourselves being in the next 5 years?
Continually rocking.
Continually rocking.
Riding dragons with a bastard sword.
Yes.
Slaying the heads of zombies.
And flaming dildos.
Yes.
In tow.
Very cool. Very cool.
Maybe drink.
It would be fucking cool.
Right.
An army of flaming dildos.
Large.
Get the fuck out of here.
Awesome. Wenches.
One more question.
Shoot.
What? Any band that you would want to play with? Any band? What would you want to? Who would you want to play with?
Dillinger.
Okay.
The Locust.
Yeah, the Locust. Like, okay.
Yeah, those are the two best choices I think there are.
Right on. I mean, a lot of you guys kind of took off mid-interview. I don't blame you because there's a show going on. So, like, I'm trying. I'm getting antsy too. It's a little chilly out here, so I'm kind
of
cut this off early.
It's midnight in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
February.
About to snow in about 4 hours.
So what do we
apparently
got left for the last song? What's the last song?
Yeah, what do you guys want to hear? Play for the last song.
New Cannibals. Go back.
Cannibals.
Infiltrating my well-being.
Well, fuck! I'm crazy! Dead by eye!
Here, Rockstar's Beat the Doll. Awesome interview. Definitely check these guys out. Go to their shows, man. For
beat
real.
Beat the doll.
Beat that fucking doll. And, alright, we'll see you at some more fucking shows.
Cheers, fuckers.
Yeah.
The treacherous unknown figures with my mind. Great demon with my skull. Suck your punch, cheap shots and cheap fun. Cheap for brains, brains for guns. Black goes my mind, and now comes the we'll be right back.